here this morning. Sam Terry is joining me. Good morning, Mr. Sam Terry.
Good morning, Todd. How are you
today? Hey, I am doing great. I appreciate you stopping by because we've got history happening not just with archival records, but in a different way coming up tomorrow night at the Historical Society meeting, right?
We certainly do. We are fortunate to have a Kentucky Humanities Council speaker coming, Eddie Price, who is from just off the Ohio River, straight north of us, is coming to talk about homemaking on the Kentucky frontier, which should be a fascinating program. You know, a lot of us end up with all kinds of odd tools and instruments to use in housekeeping and farming, and today we don't have a clue what of those things were used for.
That's exactly right.
And Eddie is going to have a nice display various items and talk about how they were used.
We've got a fantastic exhibit there on the first floor of the Cultural Center in the frontier area of all kinds of things. When I would take school groups, they would look at that and what is that? And there were a few things I might know something about, but there were a lot of things I didn't.
I agree.
So Eddie Price will enlighten us all about some of the tools that that were used on the home place, right?
Correct. Good. And that's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Cultural Center.
Okay, well, we hope a lot of folks can come out. And then you are kicking up your cemetery tours for the weekend as well, right?
Yes, I'll be doing a tour at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, October 25th. And then we'll do it again on Sunday afternoon, October 26th at 2 p.m.
Okay.
And as usual, meet at the column at the VFW Memorial there at the front of the cemetery. The tour will take about an hour and 10 minutes or so.
Okay. And, you know, when you walk through the old section of the cemetery, starting with, you normally start around the Depp family plot there in the old section, right?
Correct. And that's because it precedes the cemetery.
Right.
It was there when the Oddfellows Lodge bought that property. And
it was more like just a family farm cemetery at the time, right?
It was a family cemetery. And so, of course, it's the oldest and remains the largest lot in Glasgow Municipal Cemetery.
And it's always fascinating as you journey from that point around to hear the stories about the people who were foundational for Glasgow's history.
It's a great way to learn local history.
It is.
And this is kind of a special year because 2025 is the 150th anniversary of the creation of our cemetery.
Yeah, the year 1875 is when it all started coming together for the city to have the municipal cemetery, and my goodness, a lot of folks that we remember when we go on this tour.
Exactly. And it wasn't quite the municipal cemetery in 1875.
Right, the Oddfellows at first, right.
The Oddfellows Masonic Order.
Right.
Created the cemetery out of a need in the community. They saw that Glasgow needed a new and more spacious burial place. At that time, Glasgow was using its second cemetery, which was on West Cherry Street.
But it laid the groundwork for what would come. What year did the city take over?
1920. The Oddfellows Lodge, sadly, sort of died out.
Okay.
And could no longer take care of it and operate it. And so it was sold at an auction. The city purchased it and has been adding to it ever since.
Well, you know, it's always interesting to look at some of the old stones, monuments, in regards to what you can learn from not just information that's on there, but sometimes the engravings that they put on there, isn't it?
Certainly. And, you know, those engravings will tell us a lot about when that stone was created, the time period in which that person lived, interesting epitaphs, interesting funerary art that had a lot of symbolism in it in the 19th century in particular. So it's a unique thing to stroll through the cemetery and learn some local history.
when there are folks who take the tour, is there one monument that stands out more than others that people have questions about and wonder a little bit more about the story behind it?
Oh, absolutely. That would be Ella Ellis Cardin. the quote, the lady sitting in the chair,
yes,
on top of her monument. And a lot of folks have questions about her, and of course there are a lot of urban legends that have circulated over the years, nearly all of them not true,
right?
But it's a fascinating story to know a little bit about Ella and her husband and where they lived and what they did during their lives.
And I had the opportunity to play Mr. Cardin once upon a time, mm-hmm, in the Harvest of History, and my wife portrayed Ella. I asked her if she could just sit in the chair. She said, as long as I don't have to talk. And so, you know, that worked out well for her there. But, you know, it is an interesting monument for sure.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of others.
And again, the date is this Saturday at 10 a.m. And then Sunday as well at 2 p.m. For two opportunities to take the cemetery tour.
Exactly. And if it happens to be raining on one of those dates, there's a rain date coming up November the 9th at 2 o'clock. That's a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
And we'll make that up at that time.
Well, it's a nice way to enjoy the fall weather for sure.
It is, and it's free.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Sam, I appreciate you letting us know about it and coming in to do that. Thank you, sir.
Oh, glad to be here. Thank you.
All right. It is 6:57. We are going to come back and play trivia next. Put your thinking caps on.